Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today is Tell Del Tuesday, where we bring guests on to talk about their experiences investing in real estate and how it may be interesting to you and might answer some questions you need to be able to move forward in your life. With me today is a nice couple, Jen and Chase Brown out of Trimble, Missouri, and we're happy to have them with us today. This is a self-proclaimed, we have done it all family. They've done everything you could think you could possibly do in life, and somehow they ended up here with us. So guys, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Del, and what an honor it is to be on your show here today with you.
Well, I like that self-proclamation, we've done it all. Let's talk about where you guys come from and how you ended up here.
Well, just a little bit of brief history. I grew up in a wood shop with my dad, always been hands-on building things, and farmer, construction, entrepreneur, started my own type of remodeling businesses and drywall businesses different times, and had sold a business, was truck driving, met my wife, and continued to truck drive for a little while. She was in sales. I went to sales again, outside sales for drywall sales. And we got four wonderful children. We've been married almost 21 years. And we own a insurance company. And we sell United Healthcare products for Medicare and Medicaid and some other companies as well. We started a Christian school a year ago in November when my daughter's school kind of fell apart, and so we got all the legal papers all together and got that created. I'm the president of that school, New Hope Christian School in Smithville, Missouri. And let's see, we bought and fixed and flipped homes back in 2006, and we thought we were doing great, and then the market fell out, and we decided to stop because we were scared. We can't do this anymore. And believe it or not, it was an infomercial when my son was an infant, and I was watching it, and it was like $5,000. If you could do three deals, you can get your money back. Well, guess what? I did six deals with them, and I got my money back. And they weren't expecting to pay that, but they did. And so my wife got injured. I took another job for some insurance so that we didn't have to pay a higher premium. And while I was in that job, I'm driving a dump truck now, and about 3 days into it, I said, I can't take listening to classic rock and roll, country music and rock and everything every day. And I went to AM radio because I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh all the time. Always been an AM radio guy. And I found this guy called Del Walmsley. Well, I listened for about 2 weeks, and I told my wife, I said, you got to hear this guy. I said, this guy has got some unbelievable information. I said, everything that we were doing before in real estate, we were doing wrong. And so we listened to that presentation on the television where we looked it up on the internet, and then we signed up for the two-day, and we became challenged at that very first event. And I guess we've been to probably five more 2 days since then. And that gives you kind of a little bit of history. We started listening to you in May of 2023. I joined Lifestyles in September 2023. And is that right? I think September 2023. And then by December, we had our first home, and it was rented right away.
Well, it looks like you've done five, what it appears from the bio that I've been given, that five very good deals. As I listen to your story, Chase, and or Jen, whoever wants to jump in here on this, I ask you this basic question. What do you think that you know now that you didn't know before? What has changed in your approach?
Well, for me, one big thing is all of the different ways to generate income. And one of the biggest things that really was an aha moment for me, I know you like to use that phrase, and I just thought about that again this morning, is I thought, how can I possibly be in debt and still make money? How do I ever get that debt paid off before I can start making money? I didn't realize that somebody else is paying my debt and I'm still making money. And that was a huge turning point for me right there. Somebody else was paying the bill. And I also was making money on them just living in my house. That was just huge for me. Then the other concept that was huge was having somebody else do the work instead of myself. I have always been the pick up the hammer guy, build everything, remodel everything. I built my home. I've remodeled my entire home a second time around. And so I can do everything. But to not do that and have somebody else do it has been a big difference.
Jen, how about you? Do you have anything you can add to this about what's different than your approach previous?
I would say the biggest thing different was initially we were fix and flip, and we never thought about the concept of renting and, you know, holding on to the property for a while. That is where we've really changed our focus this go around.
Okay. Now, I don't want to put words in your mouth because that's unsanitary. We all know that. But as listening to the story for the first time, what comes to my mind immediately is that everything that Chase said that you guys did to make money took work. You had to go do it. And I sit here, I was thinking of this as, you know, it's like the 12th of the month or something like whatever today is. And I'm sitting here going, I got my checks in by the first or the second of the month. I made all my money and I haven't done anything. And, you know, that's really the difference in my mind is I couldn't work as hard as you guys do. In fact, I don't know how you do it. You work so hard. You do so many different things and have your hands in so many things and raise four kids. I mean, my gosh, it's unbelievable. So that's what I see. And the second thing you brought up there is, one thing you guys have never done until now, which you're actually doing multiple ways, is accumulating assets. And assets in and of themselves appreciate in value, grow, make money, et cetera, et cetera. So, like, if you own an insurance company, now you own a business, right? And right. That, if I remember right, insurance income kind of comes in like it's a lot of renewals, isn't it?
Yes.
The regular reoccurring passive streams of income. Now, I don't know how passive insurance, I'm sure you have to sell new people stuff and get to get the work done. So to me, I see that now you're starting to build assets. So guys, what would you say is different about the deals you're doing now? Is there a slight difference? And I know you were fix and flip before. I know this is the first time you've, you know, bought and hold. Other than that, is there anything different you're doing in your approach? Because it looks a little different than the lifestyles model. Are you guys using hard money lending at all?
Yes. Yes, we sure are. The first deal we did, we pulled money out of our 401k, which actually is not a 401k anymore, but it is essentially an IRA. And so we pulled money out for that. And then after that, we just did hard money.
So let's talk about these deals. Is the Shaw deal the first deal?
Yes, it is.
Tell us about that. Give us some numbers that we can sink our teeth into. What was it worth?
Sure.
What did you buy it for? How much equity capture?
This house was a foreclosure, and it was listed at $97,000, and I offered $81,000, and I had a lot of people try to tell me, no, that was crazy. You're never going to get it. And I got an email saying that I was a high bidder. So I got it. I put $20,500 down out of my 401k. I put $5,600 in there for rehab. I rent it for $1,100. My PITI is 620, my cash flow is 480, and the ARV is 160. So that gives me an unrealized capital gain of $73,200, and the cash on cash is 21.96% cash on cash return.
Wow, that's an incredible deal. That's over. You put $20,000 in, you made $79,000, so that's almost a little under 400% gain, and then 29% on cash on cash. I'd love to just sit here and sulk on this deal because it's so good. Let's go on to the next one, though. Maybe that was a fluke. How'd the next one look?
Well, hopefully it wasn't. The next one here, I bought it for $40,000. I put $55,000 in it, so I've got $95,000 in it total. I did just have that one appraised because we're turning it into a DSCR loan, debt service credit ratio, for those that don't know. The ARV came back on that 136, so we had a total of 95. 136 is now our ARV. We're renting it for $1,200, cash flow $440. unrealized capital gains is $41,000. And our cash on cash return is 57.96.
Unbelievable. What dates were these done? Are these recent deals?
Yes. This is done this year.
I've been doing this for 34 years, and every year people come to me and go, I don't know where you see these deals, but I've not seen anything like this ever. Blah, blah, blah. And every year they tell me that. And every year people pull these deals out of anywhere. They're out there over and over and over again. Well, let's do your third deal.
One of the things is you kind of got to work them a little bit, I feel like, because you might see something that you can get a little bit lower number somehow. I like to work the deal a little bit.
I have a saying for that. Real estate deals are about finding motivated sellers and then negotiating deals. You don't find pre-negotiated deals, and I think that's what you're saying. You find somebody you think there's an opportunity to negotiate with, and you negotiate them down. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Work the deal after I've got it. It drives my realtors nuts, but they get over it. They eventually get over it when they get their check. Okay, here's one for you. They wanted $79,900 for it. I got it for $70,000. I put $24,000 in rehab, my cash out of pocket. This was cash because I did hard money. It was $10,000. So my cash on cash return is 57.59%. My cash flow is $520. And I just had that one appraised. It actually came in appraised $500 more. So I have $35,000 in captured equity. And so my ARV came in at $129,000. And
another great deal.
I bought it for $70,000. Wonderful couple living there with a little baby. And they love it. And you know what? It makes me so happy when I drive by that house and I look over there and I see the windows lit up. And I just think, there's a family living in that house. That's so
absolutely
cool.
Absolutely. If you help enough other people in this world get what they need to survive, you can have whatever you want. That's three of them so far?
That's three.
We got two more left. Okay. Let's go ahead and hear the other
one. Okay. So this one here, I'll go through a little quickly because it's still in rehab. The ask price was $79,900, and this one I felt like was such a steal on the market that I said $79,900 is my number, and I want it today, and I got it. The rehab is $47,600. Now, this is a three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage, and I'm pretty much putting it all back in brand new. I've already resided the whole thing, new windows, new AC unit, new garage doors. Going to look beautiful. Cash on cash on that one's a little bit lower because I'm putting a little bit more into it. So I'm putting $47,600 in it. Cash on cash return is $24,800. I say my cash flow is going to be around $900, and I'm going to have an ARV of $185,000, and I paid $79,000 for it. So I got about $57,500 in captured equity on that one.
And we already have three or four people that continually message me to see if it's ready yet because they want to rent it.
Yes, that is true.
Best product, best price. You'll have them, you know, flying off the wall.
Yes. And I've had people try to fight me on that. And I said, no, we're going to do it this way because we're going to have best product and best price, best people. And it made me think of something here. We'll have to go on. Okay, so the last one. Is a house that's built in 1890. It is a two-bedroom, one-bath, Now, this house is really unique. I was trying to buy three houses all in the same day. I was going to close in three houses in one day. And I went to the title company, and we found out that this house we couldn't buy because it was tied up in probate. It was still in the parents' name, and they thought it was in their name. So we didn't get to do that deal that day, but they came back to me sometime later, like almost 2.5, 3 months later, and said, hey, we got a clean title. You want the house again? I said, well, for a discount. They originally wanted that house asked price of $95,000. I got it for $64,500. My rehab is going to be $43,000, so I'm going to have $107,000 in it. ARV is going to be $139,000, so equity capture is $31,400. Cash flow is going to be $450. Cash on cash is 42.92%.
Incredible deals.
Since May, we've come up in unrealized captured equity, $237,000. Our total ARV now of all five houses is $748,000. And we've been doing it, what, a year and a few months.
Boy, those are incredible numbers. I really appreciate you guys coming on and sharing those. Keep it up. I look forward to seeing the next five you do. For the rest of you out there, we'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
To creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments. The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. Retiring America, one person at a time. This is the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Now, more unconventional wisdom from your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Jeff LaFlamme. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Del. I appreciate you having me on.
So let's tell us about your story here. What got you to Lifestyles Unlimited?
So when I joined the Navy in about 2006, and in my head, when I enlisted, I was like, well, I'll buy a house, I'll fix it up, and then when I transfer to my next duty station, I'll rent out the old house and buy a new one. I was going to keep doing that for my whole career. And joined the Navy in 2006. I did just that. I bought my first house at the end of 2007. And that was probably the worst possible time to buy a house, especially not knowing what I was doing. And so we ended up just sitting in that house the entire time I was in the Navy instead of renting it out. And after I got out of the Navy in 2014, I moved to San Antonio. And shortly after that, my in-laws told me about Lifestyles Unlimited. And so I went to a case study with David, and I remember meeting David, and after the case study, I was talking to him about it and told him my house was still upside down by the time we sold in 2014. So we ended up doing a short sale out of that one. And so when I talked to David, I was telling him about my situation. He was like, you know what? You can't even buy a house right now. Come back in a few years when you're ready. And I think that was kind of my first moment of, oh, you know, Lifestyles isn't just here to get me for every penny I got. They're here to legitimately help me. So that's pretty much what we did. Was I waited a few years and saved up some money. I actually moved to Japan, and I was a contractor with the Navy out in Japan for a few years, and came back in 2020, and we're ready to buy our first house. And that's exactly what we did. We signed up for Lifestyles and bought our first property at that point.
Interesting part of your story to me, Jeff, is that, you know, I can't remember how that saying goes. Somewhere there's a saying that says something like grand plans of mice and men. You know, just you had a plan and plan didn't work, or it started at the wrong time. Maybe it would have worked in a different time and place. And that's kind of a setback we all run into. I've run into those setbacks in my life, you know. And you think you've got an idea what you're going to do, and then boom, you get slammed. You have to get back on your feet. So you did. That's a wonderful thing. Let's talk about what you saw when you joined LifeSize. What was the aha moment for you? I know you had parents already there, so you got a little bit of background before you came in. But what, you know, when you came to the 2-day, what really set you on fire and said, hey, that's what I was missing in this whole plan?
I think for us, it was mostly seeing everybody else that was there that was already doing it successful. And, you know, they're coming back to keep learning and progress as much as they can. So I was like, well, if they can do it, why can't we? You know, obviously they're doing something right here. So I really think that was my moment of, okay, I think this is something that we can really get behind.
So what was your plan when you came out of the 2-day?
When I came out of the 2-day, we signed up as challenge members, and we wanted to get our first property, kind of go through the training and get that first property. And a big part of the challenge membership was that mentorship. So we actually didn't get our first property for a little while after we signed up, but I think I was out looking at just about every single house, and it was scary. So I think that was a big part of it, was trying to pull the trigger. And I'm just like, well, I don't know. And I think the one that we finally got, I was at the house, and I remember I was there with the contractor and one of the LifeSize realtors, and the contractor looked at me. He's like, hey, if you don't want this one, let me know. I'd like to get this one. It was a real easy, not much rehab, is at a good price point. And I think that was when we finally pulled the trigger, was with that first house.
So somebody else, it's the takeaway. Nothing like the takeaway close, right? If you don't want it, I'm going to take it. I think I've used that a few times in my life. And I've had it used on me many times, right? So it's just one of those things. But that's good you got over it. I can understand your fear, though. If you'd bought something and went forever and lost money on it, still never did get out from underneath of it. I think you sold it upside down, that first house you bought, or not?
Well, it was a short sale, so it did sell upside down, but it was just a credit hit, and the bank took the financial loss.
I see. Still had to shake you up a little bit, though, huh?
Yeah, it was definitely a hard sale. But, you know, both my parents and my wife's parents have owned houses throughout the years. I think I had read up at that time, you know, most millionaires have made their money through real estate. I don't remember what the percentage is at this point, but I knew it was a very lucrative and one of the less risky ways to go about it.
All right, well, let's jump in. We've got just a couple short segments here to work with today. Let's talk about the first deal you bought when you finally did get your first one.
Yeah, that first one we bought in 2020, and we held it for, it was a pretty quick turnaround. I had gotten somebody in real quick and sold it a year later. I think when we bought it, it appraised at 194, and I think we bought it for 160 or something like that. And it was a smaller rehab. And then when we sold it, it was appraised at 194 the year before, it sold for 225 in 2021. And I mean, we listed it on a Friday. By Sunday, we had 24 offers, I believe. And yeah, it was an easy sell. So that one was, I think we let that one go full cycle before we're really, to make sure that we're sold on whether or not this was something that would work for us.
Gotcha. All right, what was the next deal you did?
The next one, at that point, my membership had lapsed, and I bought a duplex. We still own it. It's still cash flowing, but I know I could have done a lot better, and I didn't plan an exit strategy, which I kind of figured out when I came back to LifeSize and talked to the mentors about it. They're like, yeah, you know, you got to plan with duplexes how you want to sell it. So, hard lesson learned for me, but.
Let me explain to people why that is. Duplexes cash flow really well, but the problem with them is that they're an investment vehicle generally. So when you go buy a house, you're buying from an unsophisticated person that probably has a problem in their life and their house is selling for less than what it's worth. When you sell, you're selling to an unsophisticated person who is so enamored about buying their own personal home that they're willing to pay full market value for it. When you buy a duplex, you're buying from an investor who is not unsophisticated. He knows what the thing is worth. And when you're selling it to another investor who's sophisticated and knows what it's truly worth. So it's really hard to get that big bang for your buck out of a duplex on the buy-sell side of the deal. It does cash flow well, though. So that's what you're really looking at on the exit strategy of a duplex. What is the plan for the future now?
So we bought one more last year, and this year we're actively looking for another one now. So we're.
How did the one more work out?
We bought that one for, I believe it was $100,000, and it appraised for $194,000 with about a $35,000 rehab.
That's about a $60,000 gain, $59,000 gain. How much out of pocket on that one, do you remember?
That one was about $10,000 out of pocket.
An incredible rate of return. It really is. I mean, if you made $60,000 on $10,000 out of pocket, that's 600% return. That's just unbelievable. So I can only say you sound not that excited about all this. Is that just your personality or what?
Yeah, it's just my personality. Trust me, I love doing it. I still have my W-2 job, but most of the time what I'm thinking about is when can I get into my next deal?
Absolutely. So how many more of these do you want to do?
My goal is for two more this year and hopefully to invest in one more passive multifamily this year. Depending on how much cash we have available and everything, I think I'll need to start looking into my own apartment.
Ah, that seems to be the way that a lot of people can make that move. Now that you've been doing this for a while, what would you say to someone else out there that's thinking about doing this, especially if they've been scared away by seeing somebody else make a mistake or themselves getting it the wrong time or somebody doing something the wrong way? What are your thoughts now?
My thoughts are, I mean, the best time is always 20 years ago, and the second best time is now. I think it's a great time to invest. And, I mean, I've seen firsthand how much equity capture you can gather at the moment. But it's definitely scary. But as much as I've worked with the mentors, I was waiting for them to get tired of me, but they're still happy to field my calls and get back to me quick. So, I mean, it's a great time. Just make sure you're using your mentors along the way also.
Yeah, you're moving rather quickly, doing deal after deal after deal. So that's good that you figured out that you can do it. And secondly, that they're there to help you if you need them. Your parents referred you to this program, or Ferentin Law, I guess you said, whatever. So we want to thank them for having you on. I want to thank you for coming on and sharing your story with us. And for the rest of you out there, remember this. It's not just the money. This is a complete quality of life change. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.